A man is born in Texas, that's where he went to Civil War from. He was just 16 or 17 years old when he went to Civil War.
Hmm. What was his formal education?
I don't remember.
And did he travel much?
Not too much. Oh, he did two around in his county. He wouldn't stay on one place over two or three years. I have a brother down here the same way.
How about your father's father?
He was a farmer and a Methodist preacher.
You know where he was born?
Well, I don't know of him ever being anywhere, only in Texas.
And your father's mother?
Well, I'm confident she was born and raised in Texas too, but I don't remember what county.
And your mother?
She was a quarter breed Indian. She was here in Oklahoma. She was a quarter breed Chickasaw Indian. She never, in her lifetime, was right here in Indian Territory. She died totally young.
Do you know when she was born?
No, I don't.
She was born here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, IT. It's Oklahoma now. IT then.
Uh-huh. And formal education?
Don't remember.
Your mother's father?
I can tell you. I don't remember ever seeing my mother's father. I've seen her brother's brother.
How about her mother?
Let's see now. I just don't remember. I was too little.
And your father's father's name? Sounds funny, father's father's.
Well, I sure don't remember it.
Don't you remember?
And I bet you Charlie don't remember our grandfather's given name. I'll tell you, I was a little bitty tot when he died.
You know, I couldn't tell you my grandfather's name.
I sure can.
I didn't know them?
No. I remember seeing my grandfather on my daddy's side, but I never did see my mother's father. Mm-hmm.
And church affiliation?
We belong to the, my parents.
Yours?
Oh, we belong to the First Baptist Church here in Arkansas.
Organizations?
No.
Occupation?
Yeah, I don't know. It's not much of occupation now. Not of occupation mostly. It's been farming.
And speaking ability in other languages?
No.
Some Choctaw words. How's that?
All right, again.
Travel?
No, I haven't traveled.
Only to Texas?
That's all. Oh, I have been up in Kansas. That's about it, eh, Mom? Now, she's been around since we've been married a lot more than
I. Just a trip up to Kansas to visit?
Yes, all. To visit. We've never lived nowhere since we've been married other than from the 8th of October, 1911. A long, short last. First day of January, we come to Oklahoma, and we've been here ever since.
Right here in Arkansas?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special term for, any man? Let's say you go downtown and you meet someone, and you say to your wife, I went out and I just happened to meet this.
Well, I meet a lot of them that I know. A lot of times they stop me and talk to me and she'll wait a while and go on. Well, he's just a friend of mine.
Is the term old boy ever used around here?
Not so much lately.
that did it.
Yeah.
I'm only 3 minutes over what I said.
Well, that's pretty close. If you make your appointments that prompt all along, that's pretty good.
Well, I don't like to overstay my welcome.
Yeah.
And if I tell somebody it'll be so long, I always feel a little sheepish if I take more.
Well, we have to take some... I've got to take some medicine, and she's got the liniment she's got to rub me with, and she may have to... Well, you've got some medicine to take, haven't you? Anyway, we try to get in bed. See, now it's 8:30. We get everything just exactly ready to be in bed at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly did profit...